This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A cow in Gallatin County recently tested positive for brucellosis, according to the Montana Department of Livestock, who received confirmation that an animal from a Gallatin County herd within Montana's Designated Surveillance Area, or DSA, tested positive for brucellosis. It was the second detection of brucellosis in livestock in Montana in 2025. The infected cow was euthanized and the rest of the herd quarantined as state veterinarians investigated the bacterial disease outbreak. A brucellosis disease investigation includes looking at animal movement and contact tracing with the affected herd. The investigation may look as far as 3 years back into a herd's history to ensure the disease is not present in any other livestock herds. In this most recent Gallatin County case, the affected herd does not utilize shared grazing, has a minimal number of herds that run adjacent, and conducts voluntary annual whole herd testing, resulting in a relatively small scope investigation. Voluntary whole herd testing is a valuable tool for beef producers. Voluntary testing allows an operation to control when animals are handled, to control and react quickly when brucellosis is found, to find the disease early, to minimize the risk of intra-herd spread, and to minimize the impact and duration of quarantine. The brucellosis positive animal was identified as a brucellosis suspect during voluntary fall whole herd testing. The animal was pregnant at detection and was removed from the herd before she was able to spread the disease through an abortion or during calving. Early removal allowed the required quarantine of the herd to be minimized with no expected impacts to routine herd movements. Montana State Veterinarian Dr. Tani Zemanski said, "Detections of brucellosis are inevitably burdensome for an operation. Our goal at the Montana Department of Livestock is that the work that DSA producers do on an annual basis can be leveraged towards a highly tailored and focused investigation that reduces the impact to an operation when brucellosis is found." Dr. Zemanski explained why the disease of brucellosis is such a concern, saying, "Brucellosis is a bacterial disease primarily of cattle. It can also affect wildlife, particularly elk and bison. And it's also a zoonotic disease, so it's capable of causing infections in people," Zemanski said. But Dr. Zemanski said, "No food safety concerns are associated with brucellosis detections. There could be a concern if somebody was consuming raw milk. Pasteurization will inactivate brucellosis," she said. While the risk to humans is low, the disease can be far more damaging to cattle. Brucellosis, if left unchecked in a herd, can cause abortions, stillbirths, and weak calves. It can have a pretty devastating effect on a producer's herd," Dr. Zemanski said. The Department of Livestock's surveillance program was established in 2010. Many Montana cattle herds in certain areas are tested annually, which is how the Gallatin County case was detected. Dr. Zemanski said that of the testing surveillance program, we've had 15 herds in roughly 16 years of the program, so we average about one herd per year that has a positive brucellosis diagnosis. She also noted that there is a vaccine called RB51, which was used on the cattle in this case. Dr. Zemanski said that the vaccine can reduce the risk of those animals aborting. In this case, there is no risk of this animal having spread it to any adjacent cattle herds, so that's a win for the program and finding it early, she said. The other 2025 detection was within the DSA in Beaverhead County earlier last year. Montana's designated surveillance area exists due to the risk of disease spillover from infected wildlife in the greater Yellowstone area. Brucellosis causes reproductive issues in livestock, including abortions, stillbirths, and neonatal mortalities. Program testing requirements help ensure that cases of brucellosis in livestock are detected before animals leave the DSA. Successful early detection helps assure Montana's trading partners that any Montana cattle they receive are brucellosis-free. While the source of infection for this latest infected animal has not yet been determined, DNA genotyping and epidemiological investigations have concluded that the previous 14 infections came from wild elk. Prior investigations have also confirmed that brucellosis has not spread to neighboring herds through fence line contact or through any contact with bison. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.